Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Just want to welcome each and every one of you. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. So let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for your holy day. your holy day of rest, your Sabbath day that you have made for us, to teach us, to show us, to be an example to us, to know that we need a day of rest, to come aside, come away from our worldly cares or from our problems, our worrying, and to come and sit at your feet and to learn and to come together with brothers and sisters and to encourage each other and to pray and lift each other up and to give you all praise and glory and honor. As we come to do that, Lord, please forgive us of our sins, our trespasses. Help us, Lord, in all we say and all we do, that our mind will be upon you and upon heaven and not upon earthly things, Lord. Help us to be like you and to have the love of you, Lord, of Jesus to others. And help us to be sympathizer with those that are still in the valley of decision. Help us to continue to pray for them and to plead their case that they will make a decision to turn from their wicked ways and to serve you and to give all that they have to you, because our power, our strength, our mind, our body, our time, everything belongs to you. And if we take those things and we use them unwisely, we will have to give account for it. Please help us. Bless our speaker also at the appointed hour, Brother Ricardo and his wife Samantha. Be with them in a special way as he'll come and bring the message. Bless each and every one of us that's here, our family represented, and those that's joining us via the internet. May you bless them and hear their prayer, their cry, Lord, and may you help them in whatever situation they're in, that they will come to know you and surrender to you. Bless our brothers and sisters, that they will hasten their footsteps to join us to testify of your goodness and to praise you also. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. God is good, and he's truly, truly worthy to be praised. I just want to share this quote from Desire of Ages. Before I open the line, please press 1. Sister Consonelli, if you have your song ready, please press 1 so that I can open your line so that you can bless us with the Sabbath songs or songs of meditation that the Lord put upon your heart. Amen. So I'll read this from Desire of Ages, chapter 29. It said, the Sabbath was hollow at the creation. As ordained for man, it had its origin when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. This is Job chapter 38, verse 7. Peace brooded over the world, for earth was in harmony with heaven. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And he rested in the joy of his completed work. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Because he had rested upon the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart for a holy use. He gave it to Adam as a day of rest. It was a memorial of the work of creation, and thus a sign of God's power and his love. The scripture says, he had made this wonderful work to be remembered. Again, the scripture says, he had made this wonderful work to be remembered. The things that are made declare the invisible things of him since the creation of the world, even his everlasting power of divinity. Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, Psalms 111, verse 4, and Romans chapter 1, verse 20. All things were created by the Son of God, and we know the Son of God is Jesus. Again, all things were created by the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. All things were made by him. So Jesus is also known as the Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And since the Sabbath is a memorial of the work of creation, it is a token of the love and power of Christ. Amen. So I'll stop right there. Again, the Sabbath is a memorial of the work of creation, and it is a token of the love and power of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Sabbath is a love and a token of our Savior, Jesus. So I'll open Sister Consonelli's song line so she can give us some song. I usually like to start with a song. Or so 518-482, Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Okay, Sister. I'm just a little confused here right now, but I'm going to sing two songs. Okay,
Sister. Amen.
All right. I'm getting there. I don't even know what song to sing right now.
Well, take your time. I have one more thing to read as you look for a song. Take your time. Thank you.
Okay.
So I will read this. As the Sabbath came, I was singing and praising the Lord, and there was a beautiful song, but I will read it. It's a welcome day of sweet repose, 380. Let me see, but I will read it. Okay. 380. It's a welcome day of sweet repose. Blessed be the sacred hours. We would trust the one who knows all our weak and failing power. Welcome day in Eden born, holy rest for sinless man, like the dawn of fair morn, come thy hour to us again. Welcome day, blessed by our Lord, toil shall cease and anxious care, day commanded by his word, dates for song and praise and prayer. Amen. Welcome day, our Savior's kept, keeping wrought our righteousness, day God bid us ne'er forget, day of days, his name to bless. And we know it's talking about the Sabbath. Amen. So I'll go back and open Sister Consonelli's line so she can sing. Amen. Your line is open.
What number is that song, Sister? There, I know it.
Oh, okay. That song is 380. 380.
Well, let me sing that song. It's a nice Sabbath song.
Amen.
Yes. You never tell me what's going on with me here. Yes, welcome day of sweet repose. That's a very beautiful Sabbath hymn. And I'm going to sing it to begin. Thank you, Sister, for opening my line. And I just want to say that God is good. Another Sabbath. And we have to give God praise and thanks.
Welcome day of sweet repose. Blessed be thy sacred hours. We will trust the one who knows all our weak and failing parts. Welcome day in Eden born. Holy rest for sinless man, like the dawning of the morn, come thy hours to us again. Welcome day, blessed by our Lord, toil shall cease and anxious care, day commanded by his
It says, welcome day our Savior kept, keeping wrought our righteousness. Day God bids us near forget, day of days his name to bless. I'm always happy when the Sabbath comes around. And just before the Sabbath came in this afternoon, was my daughter came over and gave us some sad news. And she says, her father, brother, sister has passed. So she passed yesterday, but we just heard here this evening. So that was the sad news that she brought to welcome, you know, for us to start the Sabbath. She passed away just like that. She got, you know, she took him and she went to the hospital. She didn't make it. But God is good. So I'm going to sing another song. Oh, Holy Day of Rest. Holy, holy Sabbath day of rest. By our Master richly blessed. God created and divine. Set aside for holy time. Yes, your holy Sabbath rest. By our God divinely blessed. It to us is to be through eternity. Seek not pleasures of this earth. With its folly, noise, and mirth, there are better things in store. Over on the other shore, yes, the holy Sabbath rests. By our God divinely blessed, it to us essential be. Throughout all eternity, as the Sabbath draweth on, fly the eve of citizen, Christians also eventually, sing and pray at Jesus' feet, asking him for saving grace. Oh, so victory in the rest, and to help us by his power, to keep holy every hour. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely blessed, it to us essential be. Throughout all eternity. Yes, and there's a lot of songs that we could sing, you know, to welcome God's holy Sabbath day of rest. And mm-hmm. I know that apart from all the troubles and trials and tests that we are going through on this earth, I know Jesus is coming very soon to put an end to all of these troubles. So I'm asking my sisters to remember my family in their prayers, because death is something that we cannot get accustomed to, because we never heard, you know, we didn't expect that this evening to hear such news that his sister passed. So, you know, God is good, and we have to say all things work together for good no matter what it is. We have to mm-hmm. sing that. We got to thank God. I want to sing this song, but he is coming soon, I know. I don't know if you know that song, Sister.
Carla. Yes, I've heard it before. Yes, we do have time for one more. Yes, we do have time for you to share one more song before I open the other line. Yeah.
Yes, he's coming. He's coming soon, I know. He's coming back to this earth again. And the weary pilgrims, well, to glory go when the Savior comes to reign, but I cannot find it. That song. Oh, boy. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming soon. And these, we have to expect all these things, all these surprises, and we should not be too much surprised because, you know, we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared to hear all of these, all of these news, good news, bad news. Oh, 490. Let me sing that one. Let me sing this one. How vain is all beneath the skies. 490. Yes. How vain is all beneath the sky. How transient every earthly bliss. How slender all the fonder ties that bind us to our the evening clouds, the morning dew, the withering grass, the fading flowers of earthly hopes are endless true. The glory of a passing hour, but though our spirit blossoms bright, and all beneath the sky is thin, there is a land where confines lie beyond the reach of care and pain. Then let the hope of joys to come, dispel our cares and chase our fears. If God be ours, we traveling home, the passing through a veil of tears. Happy Sabbath to all. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for the song, and thank you for your presence here. And we will keep your family in prayer about the passing of your sister-in-law. And we know that there's so much people dying, you know, even before their time, young people are dying. People in the prime of their life, healthy people, those dropping dead. And it's just hurt because we don't know who will be next of our family, especially those that have taken something that affect them medically, that affect their body, their brains, their hearts. May the Lord have mercy and may they repent before it's too late, because the devil come down to kill, steal, and destroy. Want these people to go into their untimely grave before they repent of their sins so that he won't have to suffer for their sins. May the Lord truly help us. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 985-647. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Thank God. My phone is working tonight. Last night I couldn't get it to work. Systems was down. And I just thank God it's on tonight. I just thank God. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I would like to read a devotion prayer. God, it is a joy to know you. when I look back on our first meeting, I remember how I was amused and overwhelmed by you. Thank you for continuing to show up in my life. Please use this moment to give me fresh eyes so that I may continue to be amazed by you and continue to share you with others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I just thank God because he's a good God. He's a mighty God, awesome God. He's doing a marvelous job in our life. The beginning of the year, and we're still calling him, lifting him up, and magnifying his name, repenting, and asking him to let us try to get right and go be with him. And we just want to thank the Lord. I will give my condolences to Sister Continental family, and we'll be praying for their family. And thank you, Sister Carla, for being
Amen.
On the line. We just want to ask for prayer for our Edwin Light family and Sister Powell in Jamaica, her and her congregation, and her all of her little things. And I pray for Alex Nation. And we're going to pray for the four corners of the United States and pray for our families, our
mm-hmm.
families. And just want to thank you. Here's Brother John.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say happy Sabbath to everyone. And once again, we're joined again on the prayer line. Thank God. We're able to unite with each other and share the word and the teachings. We can hear the teachings and everything, and just continue to be inspired by everything that I'm learning on this prayer line. You know, so it is a blessing from God to us, and just hope everyone's having a blessed. You know, a blessed time, blessed day. Continue to have a blessed, you know, evening, today, or whatever part of the world it's in. And just want to say take care. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing those words, that prayer, and also the encouraging words. May we truly trust in the Lord, because we know, as we see everything going on around us, that we are in the last days. I still have snow on the ground since Sunday. We got a little bit more of a flurry today, but some sprinkle of rain last night, and it made it icy. I was out there, just a quick testimony. I was outside today, you know, taking out some compost and stuff, and it was so cold. I didn't have on gloves. My hand almost froze. I had to hurry up and come back and kind of put it on this face heater to warm it up. But it was a rigid cold out there, and it's going to be like this until Sunday, I believe. So I just thank God for me sitting at his feet, being at home since Sunday. And to Sunday, you know, Sunday haven't came yet by his grace to Sunday. And many people that are sitting at home, and just an act of God mercy to keep them off the road, because so many are losing their life, accidents are happening, all type of things are going on, those people that are on the road and the snow and the ice. And, you know, this is a day of rest, a day of sweet repose, and as the song say, a day to come and worship our God. But, you know, those that don't know him, they're at home, but they're being distracted by the TV or whatever it is that's, you know, distracting them, and they're not spending time with the Lord. So let us continue to pray for them and intercede for them, especially those of our families and friends. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a part of this ministry. 225-337, your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to share a few scriptures here, and I'm reading from Matthew chapter 26, 36, and a few other verses. And it says, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder." Verse 38, "Then said he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." 39, "And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will." Verse 41, "Watch and pray that ye enter not in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again and a second time and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Verse 44, and he left them and went away again and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then coming he to the disciples and said unto them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed in the hand of sinners." So I'm reading this just thinking about us here on earth, sinners saved by his grace, and just the thought, sisters and brothers, as he say, we got to watch and pray, not for the sake of others, but I tell you, we watch and pray, and as God said all the time, we need to take an examine of our heart, ourselves, not someone else, but by God's grace, I'm examining myself at all points. We are yet sinners while Christ died. He didn't say not one was perfect or was even come anywhere close. He said, but we are as filthy rags. And I just want to thank God for his word, showing that Jarvis, he was a sinner, but yet I prayed for him. I asked the Lord to save him and to help him. But brothers and sisters, I thank God that he did for Jarvis what Jarvis couldn't do for himself. But now that everyone for prayer, and now we got to search our heart and ask God to help us, because the time right now is so near, and I'm telling you, we don't know when it's any one of our time that we're going to go. So you know what? He said, be ready at all times. So keep me in prayer that what the Lord say do, I will do. And just keep each and every one of us in prayer, because we all need it. Thank you, Sister Call, for opening my line, and I just want to share that part by God's grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing that, because like you said, rightly said, we don't know the day or hour that we're going to go or when the Lord shall come, but we ought to be always in prayer and always ready, and always as we wake up, remember the Lord, our Creator, and ask for forgiveness. As I read this today, I'll share it. It said, those who would share the benefit of the Savior's mediation should permit nothing to interfere with their duty to perfect holiness in the fear of God. The precious hours, instead of being given to pleasure, to display, that means the dress, you know, dressing up, looking cute for pleasure, whatever pleasure might come in, the amusement park, you know, some people, you know, go to the movies, whatever pleasure comes in all forms and shapes. I'll start over again. The precious hours, instead of being given to pleasure, to display, or to gain, seeking, you know, seeking, gain seeking is getting rich, should be devoted to an earnest, prayerful study of the word of truth. The subject of the sanctuary and the investigative judgment should be clearly understood by the people of God. This is taken from Great Controversy, page 488, paragraph 2. So instead of all these things that we're doing, you know, we're all guilty, you know, of doing some of these things, we should be studying about the sanctuary, the investigative judgment clearly understood by us, and we should be able to teach it amongst other things, you know, the state of the dead. There's so much to study, so much to read, and so much to understand and go over again and restudy them. And also, this is from Great Controversy too. It says, the hidden selfishness of man stands relieved in the books of heaven. There is the record of unfulfilled duties to their fellow men, of forgetfulness of the Savior's claim. Here, they will see how often were given to Satan the time through the thoughts and strength belongs to Christ. That is the record which angel bears to heaven. Intelligent beings, professed followers of Christ, are absorbed in the acquirement of worldly possession or the employment of earthly pleasure. Money, time, and strength are sacrificed for display and self-indulgence. But few are the moments devoted to prayer, to the searching of the scripture, to humiliation of soul, and confession of sin. And this is taken also from Great Controversy, page 487, paragraph 3. So we have, as you said, Sister Leola, lots of work to do for our master and to search our soul and to seek the Lord while we are still here and to share with others the gospel and the soon returning of our Lord. So amen, my sister. I'll go to the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you would like to share. God is good and he's truly worthy to be praised. 857-505, your line is now open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Kyla, can you hear me? Amen. Sister Kyla, hello, my brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Kyla, I have a prayer request today. My prayer request today is to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Kyla. My mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Kyla. Please lift up my mom in prayer. And Sister Kyla, I'm lifting up individuals in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Sabrina in prayer too, Sister Kyla. Sister Kyla, don't forget to lift up Sister Sabrina. She's a staff member. So don't forget to lift her up in prayer. And don't forget to tell Sister Sabrina to push number 1 if she's on the prayer line, Sister Kyla, because she's on. Don't forget to tell her to push number 1. Her name is Sister Sabrina. Live for Sister Sabrina in prayer. And Sister Kyla, I would like to thank Sister Sabrina for telling Brother Javel to be kind because God say you have to be kind in the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Kyla, guess what Sister Sabrina say to me? Sister Sabrina say to me, Brother Javel will be around in the mighty mighty name of Jesus. He will be around in the mighty name of Jesus. And sister Miola, my dear sister. Oh, my God, Sister Miola. Hallelujah, Sister Miola. I'm so glad, Sister Miola, that Sister Sabrina told Brother Javel that, Sister.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Viola. Hallelujah. May God bless you,
Amen.
Sister Viola and Sister Carla and everyone. Sister Carla, tell Sister Viola to please lift up Brother Javel and Boya. And please lift up Sister Tamaya and Boya. Thank you.
Amen. Tamaya. Uh-huh. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. God is good. He'll put others in our part to help us and to, you know, be Christ-like to us and to, you know, kind of protect us and shield us from the enemy. There are those that are acting like the enemies are doing his bidding. So may the Lord truly help each and every one of us and Brother Javel. And Sister Leola, I was trying to remember this verse, Isaiah chapter 49, where he said, "But thou, said the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save thy children." So may we as parents, family members, and, you know, keep this this promises near to our heart that God said he will save our children and he will contend with those that contend with them. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, I don't see any hands up, but I see, I don't know, I believe this is Sister Powell. I don't see the hand raised, but I'll go ahead and open her line if she's in a position to share or to pray. 518-951, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. This is
Amen.
Angelita. I'm here with Sister Powell. Just want to say thank you, Lord, for this family. Special praises going up for the way in which he has provided for me throughout the last 6 days. And just this week, I was reading from the book Patriarchs and Prophets, chapter 27, where, you know, the laws were discussed. And, you know, it is a simple matter. It's something that I knew all along. But it really touched me deeply, and I took some time and think about what it says. I'm going to read it, because many times, even on the Sabbath hours, there are, you know, little discussions that I find myself engaged in, even at church sometimes, making plans and doing things. And yes, it is good stuff, but when I read this week, it really made an impact on me. And it says about the Sabbath, you know, command, those who discuss business matter or lay plans on, maybe I shouldn't start from there. Yes, let me restart here. Those who discuss business matters or lay plans on the Sabbath are regarded by God as though engaged in the actual transaction of the business. To keep the Sabbath holy, we should not even allow our minds to dwell upon things of the worldly character. And the commandment includes all within our gates. The inmates of the house are to lay aside their worldly business during the sacred hours. All should unite to honor God by willing service upon his holy day. This impacted me significantly, because even amongst my own people sometimes, I am ridiculed when I basically just says, well, it's Sabbath, let's leave that alone until, let's move on. Let's talk about that later. You know, the whole criticism of you're holier than thou comes around sometimes. Or the excuse is made. That's nothing. God will forgive. It's just that. But the God's holy Sabbath day. I thank God for this environment that I'm in, my dear Sister Powell. Thank you. Because there is absolutely no reason that, you know, after learning some basic things in life and understanding God's word, knowing how God takes care of everything if we just submit ourselves to him, that we should find ourselves so entangled. And even if it's from among and within us, you know, we should be encouraged because we know that those who ridicule us are the ones who's going to be close to us who we're sharing with. And so I just want to say, brothers and sisters, I'm using this as a testimony because of my experiences, okay? And to encourage us all that as these hours draw by, let us just focus on God's goodness. Let us just give him praise. Let us just encourage our one another to do the same. And God will take care of the rest. And the peace which passes all understanding will be laid on us.
Amen. 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 Continue. Amen. Continue. I'm Sister Powell, calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to thank God for this blessed Sabbath and thank God for Sister Angelique, you know, what God has told her. And my dear beloved, we know we all guilty of it, some Sabbath. Even preparing for the Sabbath, we are guilty of the things that we do, even on our line. You know, we do things that really not what God wants us to do. So we are in a learning stage and we are not too old to learn even on the Sabbath day. But God is always there for us. He said to us, we must remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Also told us that we have 6 working days to do all our things. And even on the Sabbath day, sometimes the Sabbath catch us still working. Ask the Lord to help me so that I will be obedient to his Sabbath, because we do know that the Sabbath is going to be a test for us. And if it's going to be a test for us who have the Sabbath and said we are the remnant people, what about those out there who do not know the Sabbath? So we have a work to do, something to look forward to, so that we can go with our own family, brothers and sisters out there, and teach them and let them know that this Sabbath is going to be a test very soon. And I so give God thanks and praise for keeping me safely through another week, because the week has gone and it was all ups and downs, all different trials, all different tribulations. We heard all cause crisis, we heard killing, death, you know, people are having so much problems, financial problems, all this. But, you know, we have a loving Father who said we must cast all our burdens and our problems to, and he will help us so that we will know to keep our eyes fixed upon him. So I just want to thank God for carrying me to another week. And I would just sing to the verse of this that, you know, God, we are grateful to the Lord to know that he is the King of Kings, and all through the world, he is the one who provided. He is the one who sustained. He is the one who delivered us from it. And he is the one who have dispatched our guardian angels at our side, so that we may know that we are not alone. So we listened a while ago on the line with Sister Cancinelli, lost one of her beloved family members. And, you know, on behalf of Advent Light, myself and Sister Anjani in Jamaica, our condolence go to you, and we will always have you in prayer. We also know of the passing of Brother and Jarvis Jr., Sister Leola's son. We have been praying that God will strengthen and God will keep and God will guide her. So
So we know that, you know, one day soon and very soon, there will be no more death, Sister Angeli. One more day soon and very soon, Sister Carla, there will be no snow, that, you know what, ice build up on the road. We're driving with fear, you know, and one day soon and very soon we will see our Lord. So we want to thank God that He has kept us safely through another week so that we can join as a family and our life to share and to give praises. Please do not listen to the voice, just listen to the word. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in His courts today. Day of all, the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all, the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace, through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling faith, take away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes when we in thy house appear. Hear afore us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting peace. Hear afore us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting peace. May the gospel joyful sounds conquer sinners, comfort faith, make the fruit of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. This is my prayer, my dear, that we all will rise to reign with our Savior. And if we are faithful, my dear beloved, on this line, we will rise to reign with Him. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Amen, Sister Carla, you're there?
Yes, my phone was muted. Amen, amen. Thank you. Sister Paul, what, Sister Angelique, what she read, can she give the quote again?
Sure.
Thank you.
We're just looking for it.
Sure. It is, it says, this is chapter, it's found in chapter 27.
Okay.
Of patriarchs and prophets. And
okay.
I don't have my glasses, so I can't read it. Okay.
We will send it to you, Sister Carlo.
I can read it again.
Thank you.
I can see the reading. Those who discuss business matters or lay plans on the Sabbath are regarded by God as though engaged in the actual transaction of business. To keep the Sabbath holy, we should not even allow our minds to dwell upon things of a worldly character. And the commandment includes all within our gates. The inmates of the house are to lay aside their worldly business, during the sacred hours. All should unite to honor God by willing service upon his holy day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, my dear. And we all are guilty, as Sister Powell said, and God has given us time to search ourselves and to see that we are doing these things and to repent and ask the Lord to help us not to continue in a disobedient way, but to seek him. Praise the Lord. Thank you again. Welcome, brothers and sisters. I have another line that I haven't opened. Glad to have you this evening right here on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, as many of us in Tennessee are snowed in or in, sitting at the feet of Jesus, just learning and just spending time with our Savior. 931-332. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath to Advent Light brethren. Hope all is doing well in spite of the snow that we have. Yet, in all this, we just got to give God the thanks and the praise. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. And again, to everybody, happy Sabbath. Bon Sabbath. Shabbat. And Sabado. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's so nice. I know time is running out, so I would not. I'll just do a song that will bless our hearts tonight. And I pray that God's people are truly receiving the blessings tonight as we share. It's nice to hear Sister Powell calling all the way from Jamaica. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes. So the song is He, H-E, He. That is Jesus. All right.
He can turn the tide and calm the angry sea. He alone decides to write a symphony. He lights every star that makes a dawn most bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds a time to hear a child's friend say, or send a call, and always haunt him then. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive. He can run away and make a dream come true. He alone decides to fit the clouds to blue. He alone knows where to find a rainbow's end. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend. He can touch a tree and turn the leaf to gold. He knows every life
that you and I have ever told. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, amen. Thank you, brethren. God bless. Have a happy Sabbath. And stay trusting
amen.
In Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that beautiful song. Can I ask you for a word of prayer for Brother Ricardo and for each and every one of us and all the prayer requests and also the unspoken prayer requests, just the general prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray, saints of God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful and so thankful that we are your children. Lord, chosen and servants of the Most High God. We come, dear God, even at this Sabbath time, Lord, as we gather together from various parts, Lord, of the country. And not only here is extended, but throughout various other countries in the Caribbean. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you, and we just want to give you all the praise. We just want to give you the glory that is due to you, dear God. You alone are God, and beside you, there's no other God like you. And we are privileged to be called your children. We are privileged, Lord, to live in obedience to all of your requirements. And so I'm praying, Father, for all those that are on the prayer line. You know each and every one, Lord. And I'm praying for your blessing tonight. I'm praying, oh God, that your presence, Holy Spirit, will touch each and every heart and every soul that is bowed even at this time. Let your Shekinah glory, your presence, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, fill our homes, fill our lives, Lord. Fill us with your presence that we can give you the glory and the praise and the honor that is due to your holy name. Father, we thank you. We bless and we magnify and we adore your holy name. I'm praying for all those that have had prayer requests or unspoken prayer requests. I'm praying, God, that as your children ask for bread, God, you will give us bread. And so we come asking you, God, for your Holy Spirit to be embedded in our soul. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, to fill our hearts and give us the joy and the peace and the blessing that we are so in dire need of. Lord, I'm praying for each and every one here tonight, Lord, and bless us as we wait upon a word, Lord, from thee. I pray that you will take your manservant at this time, Brother Ricardo, by name. I pray, God, that you'll fill him with your anointing, that you'll hide him behind the cross. Lord, that you will give him a message, Lord, that will stir our soul, that will inspire us, Lord, to walk in right relationship with you, dear Father. Hide him behind the cross. And let the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be acceptable in your precious sight, dear God. We thank you. We honor and we glorify your name. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for the prayer again and for the song. And just want to welcome my brothers and sisters. And I pray you have your Bible and notepad, Spirit of Prophecy, and your mind ready to hear the word of God and to accept the truth as it is in Christ. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Welcome, my brother and Sister Samantha. May God continue to bless your home and your ministry. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath. Thank you so much, Ella Richardson, for that song and everyone for your testimony. One more here, closer to to heaven, brothers and sisters. Christ is coming. Thanks for another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. The title for this evening, The Wrath of God. Why the wrath of God? Because as we see all these things going on and we see the power that be, they are planning and their digital currency and all of these things, brothers and sisters. But we as God's people, we must remember the end of the wicked. They are planning for us, but we must remember their plan. So today, brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. So go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. While you're going there, I'm going to pray and ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit for me as well, that my words will not be heard, but Christ will be heard. Father in heaven, we ask you to forgive me, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. If I offended you in any way, Lord, if I ever grieved the Holy Spirit, Lord, or if I do something, Lord, that caused the angel to frown, Lord, I pray, show it to me, and I ask you to forgive me, cleanse my brothers and sisters from all unrighteousness. Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. Even though outside is warm, but I pray that we are warm inside with the Holy Spirit burning, Lord. Thank you so much. Grant each and every one of us the divine power, which is the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who will guide us into all truth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10, it's read. It says, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. What is our subject? The wrath of God. The wrath of God. Will the beast be worshipped? Yes, the beast will be worshipped. So we're going to be in Revelation for a little while. Go with me to Revelation 13. Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. What is our subject? The wrath of God. The wrath of God is not for the children of God, but only for the wicked. Many professed Christians are going to receive the wrath of God. So while I'm giving you the word of God, let us all search our hearts. Amen. Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. It says, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast. Hold it right there. Let us don't move too fast, lest we miss the blessing. The Bible says, and they worshipped the dragon. Who is this dragon, beloved? We all know. Who is this dragon? Go with me to, you know, Revelation 12:9, quickly. Revelation chapter, keep your finger at Revelation 13. We're dealing with the book of Revelation right now, the wrath of God. Let the Bible speak for itself, amen? Line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little, amen? So remember, your Bible is your power, and your finger is your point. If you don't have no Bible, you don't have no power. But if you come on this prayer line, you only have your finger, you only have your point. We don't need your opinion, amen? Man, opinion means nothing. We want the written word of God. Amen? So if you have the Bible and you have your finger going to turn to the scripture and you're going to point to the power. This power can transform you and our life. Amen? So let us come to the power now. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Dragon. Who is this dragon? Because the Bible says in Revelation 13, right? Verse 4 said, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. We're coming to the beast. Hold it right there. Amen? Revelation now 13, we want to identify who is this dragon. We know it's Satan. But beloved, we are not speculator. But we, brothers and sisters, we can show proof from the written word of God. Amen. We are Seventh-day Adventists. Amen. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and the great dragon which was cast out, the whole who? Serpent. Which what? Call who? The devil. And what? Satan. Which deceived the whole what? World. He was cast out in the earth. That's why we have so much problem here, beloved. And his angel were cast out with him. Lord have mercy. So now go back with me to Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. Let us read again. Because we want to read with that deep understanding. Are you with me? And they worship the dragon. Who is this dragon? Satan or the devil, right? And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. Who is this beast the dragon gave his power? Revelation, we're still in Revelation 13. Look at verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Look at verse 1 and 2 now. We want to know, because remember, the dragon. The dragon gave this beast his power. A lot of you know this. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sea. Sorry. And I stood upon the son of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. Verse 2 now, the Bible going to identify who is this beast. Give us a description of this beast now. Listen now. Verse 2, because remember, the dragon gave the beast his power, right? And the beast which I saw was like unto us, a leper. The Bible said, can a leper change his what? His spot. Watch this now. And the beast which I saw, which was like unto what? A leper. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave his power and his seat and great authority. So in the future, we're going to go over this. But we're looking at the wrath of God. Amen? It's a lot of revelation, but we're not going to go there. But we're looking at the wrath of God. What is our subject? The wrath of God. Amen? Go back with me to look at verse 4 again. Revelation 13, 4. And they worshiped the dragon, the Satan, right? Which gave power unto the beast. Who is this beast? The leper. The papacy. The Roman Catholic. Are you with me, beloved? System. And they worship the beast. So when they are worshiping the papacy, giving homage to papacy, they are literally worshiping who? The dragon. Satan. Saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? This is what we see going on right now. Bible prophecy is being fulfilling right before our eyes. Are you with me? Look at verse 14. We're in chapter 13, verse 14. We're going to look at verse 11 for emphasis. Now, remember, the dragon gives the beast, the leopard, his power. Now, another beast is going to come out of the herd. Listen to this now. Verse 11, Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. And I beheld, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a what? Dragon. So now you see the first beast come out of the sea, which is the papacy. Are you with me? Now this beast come out of the ground, which is dealing with America. America in Bible prophecy. We may go over this in the future as well to show you that America is in Bible prophecy. Amen? When the forefathers run over here and they're so they can worship their God freely. Amen? Verse 12 now, and he exercised all the power of the first beast. Remember, who is the first beast again? The leper, the papacy. Who is the second beast? The lamb-like beast. Amen? Which is America. So now the lamb-like beast is going to exercise whose power now? The leopard. Who give the leopard his power? The dragon. Who is the dragon? Satan. Are you catching it, beloved? And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Verse 14 now. This is what America is doing. America is exercising the power of the papacy. Watch this now. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. Hold it, beloved. Now they are talking about a lot of people is trying to having sympathy regarding for Donald Trump. Brothers and sisters, they are saying that Donald Trump is going to win the election, but I am not dealing with politics. But just to show you, if Donald Trump go into the White House, brothers and sisters, this year, we know it's going to cause chaos. But not only that, the image of the beast is going to be strengthened fully. And Seventh-day Adventists, we're going to be tested on the image of the beast. We are not tested on Sunday. If we fail here, we're going to receive the mark of the beast. We're going to accept Sunday. Are you with me? So Seventh-day Adventists, we are tested on the image of the beast. What is the image of the beast? Church and state. Are you with me? Church craft and state craft. It's coming together. So, brothers and sisters, don't go into that voting. We must only vote for our soul salvation. Amen? Make sure you work it out with fear and trembling. Amen? So now let us move on now. Will people be forced to receive the mark of the beast? Because America now is exercising, you see, America is exercising what? The power of the leopard. Amen? The lamb-like beast. Amen? And the Bible says, he spake as a dragon. What does the Bible mean, spake as a dragon? How does a nation speak? Through our laws, right? So America going to enforce laws that going to dictate conscience, that going to dictate our religious liberty. And we see it is on the horizon. Are you with me? So now, so because America is exercising this power, what she going to do now? She's going to cast all. That cast means coerce. She's going to force. She's going to come with dictatorship. Look at Revelation 13, verse 16 now to 18. Look at verse 16 to 18. We're in Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18. And he cast it all. Don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. He cast it all. What does that word cast it mean in Bible prophecy? It means force, coerce. Mandatory worship. And he caused it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their what? Right hand or in their what? Forehead. And that no man might buy or what? Sell. Save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is what? 666. Meaning 666. We can go over that in the future, but what is our scripture? What is our subject matter? The wrath of God. I'm going somewhere. Amen? Who is exercising the leopard power? America. The lamb-like beast. Who gives the leopard his power? The dragon. Who is the dragon? Satan. Revelation 12:9. Are you with me? Let us move on. Now, what is the wrath of God? Remember, the wrath, what is our subject matter? The wrath of God. Are you with me? Now, question. What is the wrath of God? Go with me. You're supposed to know this. You're Adventist. But if you are new, I'll be patient with you. Go with me to Revelation 15 now, verse 1. Revelation chapter 15. We want to know what is the wrath of God. Because the power that be, the World Economic Forum, is planning, and the FDA and all of them, brothers and sisters, they are planning disease X, the big one, and all of these things. But we must prophesy in these last days. We must call them out and show the world the wicked that their destruction is coming. Because God's missile is his thunder. God's missile is his lightning. God's missile is going to be fire and brimstone. God's missile, brothers and sisters. God's guns. God's bullets, if you want to say. They're going to come up with stores. Brothers and sisters, they are shedding blood. But God is saying that Advent light tonight. Remember, God said to you, Advent light. They shed innocent. Jesus is saying, the wicked power that be today, then if they are worthy of blood, and Jesus is going to make even their fountain, even the faucet, even the water bottle, even the ocean become blood. And if you are faithful at that light, you will have pure water. Your water will not full of blood, but your water will be fresh and nice. But the wicked in these last days, then Jesus said, they will drink blood. And God said, gross darkness to people. Now you see darkness, but God said, oh, with my plague, I'm going to make darkness come upon this earth. And it's going to be so dark, beloved, they cannot even breathe. Now with all that be, it's bringing disease and people having difficulty breathing and respiratory machine and killing people. But God said, you do this, but my seventh last plague, the wrath of God is coming upon the wicked. And God is saying that, well, I'm going to bring darkness upon the earth. Are you going to have difficulty breathing? The wicked. wicked power that be. Brothers and sisters, we must talk about what God's going to do to the wicked. We must talk what God's going to do to the power that be, because we know that they are planning to bring suffering, they are planning to bring confusion, they are planning to bring frustration. But remember God's seven last prayers, brothers and sisters, if you are faithful, God's going to pour out the whole heaven on this wicked power that be. We must show them who the God we serve. We don't serve a mamby-pamby God. We serve a faithful and a righteous God. And he's going to avenge many of his people are dying. And brothers and sisters, if you are on Jesus' side, you better remain faithful. But if you don't remain faithful, fire and brimstone going to fall on you. The seven last plague going to fall on you. These tumors, beloved, sores going to be upon people. Now people have been vaccinated. Now all of these people vaccinated, now they are coming down with stage 4 cancer. But God is saying that now you are making cancer come alive, people. The tumors that God is saying that is going to be even in your private part, even in your head, going to be tumors and nothing, no herbs, no remedy can heal it. No one can cure you, because God's seven last plague is incurable. He must preach like this in these last days and wake up God's people. Get out of that slumber. Get up and remember your God. Remember his promise. He said he will bring judgment. Fear God and give glory to him for the hour of his judgment. The hour that when God's going to pour out his last seven last plague on the government system. For the hour of his judgment, he's going to pour out his seven last plague on the medical system. Remember, brothers and sisters, you need to remain faithful. You need to make sure that you're working out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. Because Jesus Christ wants to let us know this. Too often we make them get away. Too often we go to our bed crying. Too often we stand crying and forgot our God. Jesus Christ is living. He is our high priest. And he's waiting. We are told that when God, the character of God, is fully reproduced in Advent life, then he can come and claim us. We are told when that day comes, when they legislate the Son of the Lord, brothers and sisters, Advent life, you don't even know that you are precious in the eyes of God. God said he's going to take the heaven, and every angel in heaven going to come to your rescue and deliver God's people. Brothers and sisters, we need to know the God we serve. What is our subject? The wrath of God. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. Revelation is supposed to be cheering up, singing right now. Singing. Revelation. What is the wrath of God, brothers and sisters? We want to know. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is full of the wrath of God. The wrath of God against the wicked. The wrath of God against our government. The wrath of God when they're killing God's people. The wrath of God across God's people. Can't even find a job. The wrath of God going to pour out because God's people are suffering. Cannot even find a job. Save a job. Wife can't even stay home and take care of their children. The wrath of God going to pour out on this wicked power that be. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is coming. What else is the wrath of God? Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. Read the word of God with joy and remember what God is going to do to the wicked, even though they are planning. You Advent light, you will be in the movie watching their burning. Reality check. You will not be crying. You will not even have sympathy. The wicked power that be, they have no sympathy on us. Don't have no sympathy on them. Not fight. God says, vengeance is mine, Advent life. Stand still and see that the sun, stand still. And watch the salvation of the Lord. Revelation, what else is the wrath of God? God, people need to be reminded. Even though this here look like brothers and sisters, we can't even, I don't even want to mention it. Some of you may get fearful. But I want to give you the promise of God. What God is saying that he's going to do to the wicked. You make sure that you work out your soul salvation. You make sure that you're not dabbling with sin, climbing sin, compromising with sin. No, beloved. Now is the time. It's high time. Now we need to wake up all that sleep, Advent life. Wake up. What else is the wrath of God? Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways, go your ways. Why you say, listen, beloved, what comes to your mind, go your ways. Remember, God, he said, hold until we have seen a red light. Hold when we are sealed, brothers and sisters. God can say, go your ways. Go in and pour out the vial of the wrath of God. Where? Upon the earth. Upon who? Upon the wicked. Let us see who will receive the wrath of God. Who will receive the seven last plague advent life. I want to cheer your heart up. Even though, brothers and sisters, God will fight for us. God wants to fight for Israel. Amen. Go with me, brothers and sisters. Psalm 75, verse 8. Psalm 75, verse 8. Who did David say will drink the wine of the wrath of God? I want to know. I want to know, brothers and sisters. We want to know. Psalm 75, verse 8. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. The cup of the iniquity of the nation is pulling up. The cup of the iniquity of America is pulling up. The cup of God, the cup of the wicked is pulling up. God going to pour it out, brothers and sisters. Listen, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. Lord of mercy. What comes to your mind? We're doing a little study right here. Keep a finger at Psalm 75, verse 8. Go with me to Revelation 14, verse 10. We want to look at this word mixture. Don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. God is saying something. No, God is merciful. No, you are not receiving mercy because God, even though we are told the retributive judgment of God are in the land, but they are mixed with mercy. I want you to look at this word, mixture. But when God pour out his seven last plague, there are going to be no mixture, meaning God will not be merciful. God will not have sympathy. God will not care about the wicked, but God say he's going to lie. Their calamity. He's going to laugh at their destruction. God's going to take heed. God's going to sit back and laugh at the wicked when they are crying out. Advent light. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, without remedy, without sympathy, without mercy. Can you not see what God is saying to us, Advent life? Go back with me to Psalm 75 now. You see what I'm trying to show you? Psalm 75. Then we're going to get it. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. We can go over that, but time is running out. We'll skip that one. It is full of mixture, and he pour out, listen, beloved, and he pour out of the same. But who can receive this? But the drink, but the dregs, there are all the wicked of the earth. Remember, where the seven last plague going to fall on the earth. Who going to receive it? All of the wicked of the earth shall wring them out. And what? Bring them, in other words, all of them, they're going to drink the seven last plague of God. The wrath of God going to pour out. When Jesus was on earth, when Jesus took on the sin, on our sin upon himself, God was showing mankind, God was showing the fallen human race, oh, sin is grievous and offensive, even his sin take on himself. The wrath of God that was abiding on us and take up on himself so we can have life in Jesus. Jesus did this for you, but he will not do it for the wicked. The wrath of God is going to be poured out. When Jesus gave up the ghost, can you not see? You remember the whole universe for 6 hours
darkness cover the earth. The hurt, even the nature's brothers and sisters crying out. This is the God who they kill, our creator, our maker. But the time is coming. They're going to shake this earth, brothers and sisters, like never before. And brothers and sisters, they are shaking. It's been going on. And brothers and sisters, hold your pulse. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to the teachings. Hold on to your faith. Do not let no one come with no false doctrine and slip you away. Because the moment you slip away, brothers and sisters, so probation closed and the Jews as whole, probation going to close first. And the members of the Seventh-day Adventists. And it's going to be too late, Ichabod, Ichabod. The glory of God is departing, brothers and sisters. Now is the time of all time that we need to wake up out of sleep. All the wicked, brothers and sisters, remember, all the wicked of the earth will drink the cup of the wrath of the. Go with me to Isaiah. Go with me to Isaiah 1. Stealing red. Remember, and the wine is red. The Bible says, come now. Let us reason. God wants you to think of it like, let us reason. Come now, Advent Light. Let us reason, says who? The Lord, not Brother Ricardo. Come now. This time, brothers and sisters, we need our sin to be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, Advent light, whiter than snow. Lord, wash me and I. Brothers and sisters, that same snow going to be fire and brimstone. It's going to be a ball of ice. Brothers and sisters, it's going to mingle with fire. And God going to rain it from heaven, brothers and sisters. It's going to smash buildings. It's going to smash even the wicked. In their head, brothers and sisters, not even angels, because they're going to be burning in the presence of the angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Bible said, come now, Advent Light, Psalm Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Do your sins be as what? Scarlet. Put on a scarlet robe on Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, Advent Light. Because he said, oh, come unto me. It's coming when I come on this earth. I come as a meek and gentle lamb. But I'm not coming as a gentle lamb no more. Ain't no one going to put no scarlet robe on me and mock me and put a robe and a crown of thorns on my head and bring shame to me. No, I'm coming for repair. I'm coming with judgment. So your sins be as scarlet. They shall be white as snow. Don't they be red like crimson? They shall be as old. Wool. Brothers and sisters, we need to cry before the porch and the altar. Lord, am I a Judas? Lord, will I betray you? Lord, will I betray the brothers and sisters? Lord, will I give in to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils? Lord. Am I preaching to others than myself or be a castaway? Lord, am I an example to my family? Lord, we must ask God, Lord, who is my case at the bar of God? Show it to me in dreams and visions. Show it to bring my record before me so I can see my condition, because I don't want you to say, Lord, too late, it's about. Never knew you departed from me, you workers of iniquity. Lord, show me my record. Brothers and sisters, we need to pray like that. Show me. David said, Lord, search me. Search me, Lord, and see if there any wicked way in me. And lead me, Lord. Lead me. The rock that is higher than high. Lead me the way of everlasting. Brothers and sisters, the time is coming. God is not playing. The door is about to shut. There was a shut door in Genesis when the flood, brothers and sisters. There was a shut door on the children of Israel. There was a shut door, brothers and sisters. And God burned out Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a shut door, brothers and sisters, in 1844. Many accept the message and go out. Darkness covered them. Now, go, brothers and sisters. All the inches and probation door is still wide open. Advent light, set up your prayer. All high priest is up there. Set up smoke because your prayer is like incense. Set up your smoke while your high priest is at the bar crying for you. Set up your smoke. Did you set up smoke this week? Did you set up smoke crying mingled with Jesus' blood? Set up smoke because Jesus is about to stand up. Send it up. Because, brothers and sisters, we are told that probation is going to close suddenly, unexpectedly. Lord, have mercy. Suddenly, Lord, have mercy. No need to send up our prayers. I am here crying out. I am here crying. I am here asking God, Lord, have mercy. I am confessing, repenting, brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you something what I'm not doing because, Lord, I say I don't want to be lost. Lord, I don't want to lose my soul. Lord, I don't want the civilized plague to fall on me, Lord. Lord, I don't want you to tell me departed from me, you workers of iniquity. Lord, I don't want you to tell me I never knew you, Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is what I'm thinking about. Brothers and sisters, this is how I'm praying. And brothers and sisters, when you pray like that, the Bible says, say that name, the name of the Lord departed from iniquity. Brothers and sisters, now is not the time to bubble with sin. Now is not the time to in relationship with man or with woman. You are not married to. Brothers and sisters, now is not the time to mess with the church money and playing around and bubbling with sin and be disobedient and dishonest. And sisters, now is the time we need to get right, get all things ready, get ready, brothers and sisters, because the time is coming, brothers and sisters, such a shame to be upon our face if we are not ready, and we're going to be running from him to hide me from the face of him that sits on the throne, brothers and sisters, too late, too late. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming. What is our subject? The wrath of God. The wrath of God, Advent life. The wrath of God. We are nearing home. We are nearing home. We embark upon the fourth generation, brothers and sisters. In the fourth generation, anything can happen. We are told these things are going to be frequent and more disastrous. Brothers and sisters, we are living in these years. Many of you in this Advent faith, brothers and sisters, 20 years ago, you hear that America going to enforce a Sunday law. Now you see in the news, paper says Pope Francis is talking about common good and climate change with this Sunday. Brothers and sisters, some of you never dream of seeing this, dream of hearing these things. And now you are seeing it, brothers and sisters, with your very eyes. And some of us are still sleeping. Lord have mercy. With me to Proverbs chapter 20. Remember, sin is the transgression of God's law. Bible says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Psalms 23, verse 31. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color. Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31. My apology. Say, look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. So we know that also wine is dealing with the blood of Jesus. Wine is also dealing with doctrine. No, sorry. Red, I'm talking. Red is dealing with the blood of Christ, and also red is a symbol of sin. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, we don't want to have no false doctrine. So, red is a symbol of sin, right? Correct? So now, for thus says the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of the fury at my hand, and cast all nations whom I send to drink it. This is taken from Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15. If you're taking notes, take this one, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15. For thus says the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of the fury at my hand. The fury is dealing with God, wrath. You remember? All nations I send, drink it. No, this cup is a cup of fury, a cup of wrath of God. Amen. Now, let's move on now. Look at Jeremiah. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 17. It said, Babylon had been a golden cup. Remember? Remember the first verse that we read, right? Remember the first. I'll bring you back so I don't want to lose you. Remember the first verse we read. It was Psalm 75, verse 8. Remember it said, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. What is in the cup? And the wine is red. So we realize the wine is red. Are you with me? Iniquity, sin. But this cup is full and over. Watch this now. Listen to what God said now. Also, Babylon of a cup. Listen. It said, Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. So God is recording the sins of what? Babylon. Are you with me? So the iniquity is almost full. When the iniquity is full, what God going to do? God going to pour out his last plague. If you don't believe me, let me give you a type. Go with me to Genesis, I think. Genesis 18, quickly. Genesis 18, let me give you something. When God come down to examine Sodom and Gomorrah, this is what happened right here. Let me give you a little. Go with me to Genesis chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. It says, for I know him, dealing with Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, do justice and judgment, and the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Listen this now. The Lord said, because the cry, remember now, remember in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7, the plan had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all earth drunken. The nation, so because they are drunken this false wine, what is the result? The nation have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nation are what? Man. So God come examine the condition of the people. And so because God seen that, he raised up a people and say, come out of what? Babylon. He said, come out of her, my people, and partake not of her what? Her plague. So God send a partition, not of her plague, because I am going to pour out my seven last plagues on this city, Babylon. You know, Babylon is like a cup in the Lord's hand. Our iniquity is flowing over. Are you with her? Look at Genesis again, 18:20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, the sin is great, it's full. Amen? Watch this now. And because their sin is very grievous, the wickedness of Babylon is very grievous. Why are you catching? Catch the correlation. Are you with me? So now, verse 21 now. God is going to examine. This is investigative judgment. Are you with me? Watch this now. And I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it. So what you call it? Investigative judgment. Another study may come into the future. Watch this now. Which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. So Lord, go back with me to Jeremiah 51, verse 7. So listen what God is saying that. Saying, remember, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. Who have the cup? God. The cup, what is in the cup? Wine. What is the color of the wine? Red. The symbol of red is what? Sin. Are you with me? Iniquity, wickedness, crime, violence. Are you with me? So God recorded, in other words, the sin of Babylon. And her sin her sin almost what? Full. So God is saying that because they are drinking, they are in their system, the nation have drunken of her wine. They can't sense it is mad, right? Therefore, the nations are mad. So now what God is saying to us, we must call them out of Babylon. Are you with me? So now we are dealing with wine. Are you with me? So now the wine of Babylon is fermented wine. Mean wine to cause you to drink. Some Christians believe you can drink wine. But brothers and sisters, that is foolish. Because Proverbs chapter 20, I believe verse 20, it says, wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. But they that partake of it is not what? Wise. So if you, those who are in Babylon, the Bible consider them of what? Foolish virgin. Are you with me? Foolish virgin is unwise virgin. So God is calling his wise virgin to call out these wise virgin, so they can come out and they can stop sitting in line, so their mind can be clear, and so they can drink of the unfermented. Listen to the word. You are fermented and unfermented. One causes you to be drunk, and one causes you to not get drunk. Amen? Let us move on. Time is moving. Let us move on now. Go with me to Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. I have a lot. Be with me. Let me slow down. Revelation chapter 18, chapter 11, verse 18. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. So, brothers and sisters, so if literal wine can cause drunkenness, right? What about spiritual wine? So spiritual wine also false doctrine or good doctrine. What type of wine Babylon is serving? False doctrine. Or you could say fermented wine. Question, brothers and sisters, while you are at Revelation 11:18, are we living in a time when the nations are getting angry? Because if a madman is a hungry man, right? Now, let us see what Revelation has to say. Revelation 11, verse 18. Watch. And the nation were angry. Hold it. Even the nations, they get angry. God gave a little group of people a message. What is the message? What is their motto? For I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. To every who? Nation. Angel can tongue and people. Hold it. So now God is saying that I'm sending a message, but many will not accept this message. So those who are rejecting this message, they are influenced by the spirit of this world, the spirit of the Antichrist, Satan, the dragon. So now what is happening to the nations who do not know God? And the nations were what? Hungry. And their wrath is come. So who's going to get? And so now God's going to bring his wrath. Are you with me? And their wrath is come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged. And that thou shouldest give reward unto the thy servants, the prophets, and to the servants, saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. See what they're doing? Chemtrail and all of these things cause you not to, cause you when you go outside, you getting sick, you are not around somebody, all of a sudden you're getting flu. Listen to what the Bible said. Those who are messing with the weather. And shouldest destroy them which destroy who? The earth. One more step, brothers and sisters. So now, brothers and sisters, remember, the nations, they're what, mad? The nations are mad or hungry, right? Drunk with the wine of Babylon. Drunk in sin. Drunk in moral behavior. Drunk in crimes. Drunk in violence. Drunk in vice. Drunk in murders of every grade. Drunk in spiritualism. Drunk in idolatry. Drunk in wickedness, drunk in every kind, etc. So that's why God gave us a message. Call them out because they are what? Drunk in crimes, drunk in violence, drunk in vice, drunk in murders of every grade, drunk in spiritualism. Do you catch it, brothers and sisters? Amen? But then, what did the scripture say happened to the nation that forget God? Go with me to Psalms 9, verse 17. What is our subject? The wrath of God. Amen? Watch this now. Psalms 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget who? God. This is what the Bible has to say. Go with me to Romans 1. Scripture is coming to my mind. This is not my note. Romans chapter 1, quickly, brothers and sisters. Do a little gymnastic with your finger. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Those who are in Babylon, they are what? They professing to become wise, but they are what? Foolish virgin. In other words, amen. Let us study. Verse 23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image, Lord have mercy, made like that corruptible man and birds and four-foot beasts and creeping things. That's why they're going to bring church and faith, right? Image of the beast. Verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to unclean cleanliness through the lust of their own hearts. LGBT. Then what? To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than who? The creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 28. Quickly. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their who? Knowledge. So the wicked forget who? The last plague. Are you with me? And even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. What is this? God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not what? Convenient. So the nations who are drinking the wine, they are drunk in sin, drunk in moral behavior, drunk in crimes, drunk in violence, drunk in vice, drunk in murders of every grade, drunk in spiritualism, drunk in idolatry, drunk in wickedness of every kind. Now you understand, brothers and sisters, our message. We want faithful men and women who will lift up the royal banner and preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. You say, I never heard Jesus, but this is Christ's message. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I have a lot to share, but next time we will come over. This is just an introduction. We don't even go into the meat of the matter because God wants to show you when the first plague falls. The Bible identify how these plagues, they're going to crying. You see a lot of God people crying, can't even provide, can't even find a good job, can't even provide for their family, children are starving, and all of these things, they cannot even take care of their health. But brothers and sisters, the time is coming. God say, while they're working, God going to say, my time. God have the last say. When God say, my time, hell broke loose on this earth. Don't worry about the power that be, because we are told that the Lamb and God himself, they're going to destroy this world, brothers and sisters. Jesus' missile is lightning and thunder. Some of you, sometimes you hear some thunder and it's frightening you. But when Jesus is coming, brothers and sisters, when your enemy is coming upon you, he's going to cast even the lightning, the thunder, beloved, roll, and their hearts going to be trembling and they're going to flee from you. Even when they raise up and lift up the weapon against you to destroy your life, the Bible says, spirit of prophecy says, the weapon going to fall to the ground like a powder, because God going to empty the whole of heaven for each and every one of his faithful children. Are you in that number? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Lord God Almighty, with the power that be there planning for us. But Lord, you have a mighty plan for them. You're going to bring annihilation to them, Lord. You're going to destroy them forever and forever. Even Satan and his demons. Even Satan don't even like this sermon, oh God. I know he's fearful right now. He's trembling his boot. But Satan, you are defeated, for the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is against you. Lord, I'm asking you to cover your people. Protect them wherever they are at this moment. I pray that when they lay down, oh God, you will surround them with your light of glory. Fill them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give them discernment. Dispatch your angels around each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Oh God, angel excellent strength to keep them and to minister to them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let the church say, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that message. Powerful indeed, the wrath of God. And we know that nothing can be put to the wrath of God. And we, as you were sharing these many verses and, you know, trying to write down all of them, the Lord remind me of Psalms chapter 3, brothers and sisters. Psalms chapter 3, and I'll start at verse 4. And it says, as I cry unto the Lord, as we cry unto the Lord with all our voice, and he heard me, he heard you out of his holy hill. And as we do this today, verse 5, I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustain me. He will sustain us when we sleep. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me around about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbones. thou hast broken the teat of the ungodly. And verse 8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. And that was Psalm chapter 3, and I started from verse 4 to 5. So may the Lord truly help us. May we trust in him with all our hearts and lead not unto our own understanding, because we're going to be seeing stupendous things happening this year. God is going to fight for us in a way that we know not of. And like Zacharias, when, you know, the angel Gabriel came to him, he was fearful, but he came on the right hand showing power and showing that his prayer was answered. So God is going to give us vision and dreams, and angel is going to come to us, and we should not be fearful, knowing that God have heard our prayer and he will be there to help us and deliver us and seal us. So let us be reminded of these great promises. Jesus love you. He's soon to come. Have a good night. God bless. Happy Sabbath, beloved. Amen.